Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Celebrating our 20th anniversary here of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm your founder. I'm your I'm the guy who's been showing up here every day for the last 10,000 hours, 10,000 shows, I guess I should say, all these years. Thank you for being part of our day. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Camden Fine is our guest, folks. Cam is one of my heroes because he's the president and CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. I encourage you to check that website out and see what they got going on over there. Cam is doing an amazing job of herding the cats on Capitol Hill to make things easier, better, less regulatory, less onerous on community banks, which automatically, like there's no separation at all, drops straight to helping small businesses, right, Cam?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you for your time today.
I'm thrilled that you asked me to be on. I mean, what a great honor to be on with you, Jim. You're an icon not only to community bankers but especially to small businessmen and women nationwide. So it's my honor.
Thank you.
I just feel so flattered that you'd have me. Yes.
Tell us about the new bill again.
Yes, we have the new bill.
What's it called?
And for example, on capital, about 4 or 5 years ago, the Federal Reserve subjected all community banks, all banks nationwide, even the very largest Wall Street banks, to a capital scheme called Basel III. And it's very complex, and it was really meant for only a handful of banks that do dealings internationally. But for some odd reason, the regulators impose those on the very smallest banks in the country. And we have been screaming bloody murder.
How many banks do you think closed up because of that?
Because of Basel III?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hundreds?
Yeah, scores and scores.
Yeah.
That's just one of many things. And
which was totally avoidable because there was no reason for it at all.
That capital regime was never meant to be applied to community banks, but they did it anyway. So we went to Congress and we said, you've got to get this thing off our back. And in this new bill, that's what they do. They say that if a community bank maintains at least 8% minimum capital, that they won't be subject to Basel III.
Help us out. Is that a good number for you guys?
That is a good number.
You can live with that?
Oh, absolutely. Very easily.
Good.
Very easily.
Good.
Most community banks are capitalized between 9 and 10%.
Good.
So 8% is a very reasonable.
Folks, when you walk in a community bank and you see the awards on the wall, that's what that means.
You're right. That's exactly
those awards.
Right.
That's one of the things those awards mean is that they have that kind of capital. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. So we're going to get capital relief, housing relief. Now, mortgages, I would say 600 to 1,000 community banks have gotten out of the mortgage business because the regulations have become so onerous and so burdensome that not only can they not get through all the regulations, they don't have the expertise on the compliance, and if you go sideways with those regulations, you get hammered by the regulators. So they've just dropped out. The other thing, talking about your small business,
and listen, folks, the mortgage was the prime building block of the American dream 150 years ago.
Right.
The home farm mortgage, that's where it all got started, isn't it, Cam?
Yes, exactly, and that's what made this country one of the greatest countries.
Because people borrowed money to buy their farms and build their businesses. They didn't borrow money to buy mules. They wouldn't even have thought about that.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead.
And also, it raised the cost of a mortgage to the customer, the consumer.
That's right.
So this bill will cut away all kinds of regulations surrounding mortgages, too many to mention on the air, but it will do all kinds of things for community banks. And it will, the bottom line effect will be it'll lower the cost of a mortgage to the consumer. It will speed the process up,
yep.
And it will get hundreds of banks back into the mortgage.
And it'll make your banker less grumpy.
Yes, it will.
Which is not a bad thing, by the way.
No, that's a good thing. You want him in a good mood.
I want you to say the name of the new reg, the new bill.
It is. Well, right now it's so new they haven't officially named it. It was introduced by the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee.
Right.
Mike Crapo, Senator Crapo.
Right. And say the Democrats' names. I want to give them credit for this.
Senator Donnelly, Senator Heitkamp, Senator Tester, Senator Warner on the committee.
Out of Virginia, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were the main senators on the committee.
Good for them. Quickly, I want to ask you a quick question.
Believe it or not, Senator Tim Kaine is on this bill.
Wow.
Senator Manchin from West Virginia.
That's understandable. I want to ask you a quick question. I've been hearing about some banks are doing away with their holding company. What's that all about? I got 30 seconds. What's that all about?
Doing away with their holding company
to get some of the regulators off of them.
They're not exactly getting away. They're restructuring those holding companies to try to get.
Is that going to be not necessary now with this new rule?
It'll go a long way. That's exactly right.
Folks, all these things that are happening, whenever you hear a community banker is something good is happening for them, something good is happening for you, small business owners. And a lot of it is because of our friend Cam Fine. Cam, keep up the good work. Thanks for your leadership.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Cam Fine, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes and one of yours, whether you know it or not. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.